Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My friends, I've got a lot here today. I've got a stack of stuff I want to get through, and I don't know if I'm going to get through it all, but I sure hope that we can cover it. And I do want to start out with this. We've got the Expo. Lifestyles Unlimited Expo is coming up in San Antonio on March 12th, 13th, and 14th. Now, it's important for you to realize you've got to get registered for this. There's two events that if you don't register for in advance, you won't be able to get into. The first one is the bus tour. The bus tour has a limited number of seats, limited number of bus seats that we're going to these apartment complexes where we're going to take you in, show you how we bought them, what we did to them, what they look like now, how much money we make with them, the whole bit. You're going to get to meet the people that actually did it, people just like you, and ask questions and so forth. After we go and see all the properties, then we debrief and we talk about what you should have learned. We'll talk on the bus in between properties as to what you learned at each particular property, and then the overall effect. This is probably one of the best educational one-day events that you're ever going to get to go to. I've never had somebody come out of it and say they didn't learn 10 times more than what they paid for by going to this bus tour. However, you've got to get registered for that. If you want to get registered for that, you need to go ahead and put the word bus and text that to 88007. So the way I should be saying that is text the word bus to 88007. Also, in the event, the expo, if you want to attend what we so lovingly call as the mixer event, this is where the lead investors and aspiring investors, people that are just starting as investors, want to meet people to invest with them, right? Then you're going to need to register for this. Now, the way this works, for those of you who've never been to the expo, is that we allow 250 people to buy tables that are lead investors or aspiring investors, meaning they're starting into the business of buying multifamily properties with using other people's money with theirs, syndicating these deals. They buy the table. We have this gigantic room, 250 tables in there. And then the rest of the people can get to go in there and meet these people and network. It's just the most incredible thing. We've been doing it now for whatever number of years. We've done this 11 years or so. And it just blows my mind every time I see it. But you've got to get registered for a table. The deadline is February 16th. So today is, you know, the first week in February. You've got just about a week left, guys, a week and a half left at the most. You need to get in there and register for this. Now, that particular event is going to happen on March 13th. That'd be a Friday. And it goes from 9 in the morning till 12 o'clock at night. And it's at the what we're calling the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center in San Antonio. So if you're going to go to this expo, you're coming in from all over the country. There'll be thousands of people there. You'll be able to meet people that have been doing this for years and years and years, people that are brand new, just like yourself. You need to get reservations. You need to get hotel reservations. If you go to our website, get the exact dates and times and places and everything, get yourself registered, then you can get hotel. It's very necessary because I'm telling you, when we do these things, we sell out all the hotels. It's just because there's, you know, like I said, we have typically 3,000 to 4,000 people come to these things. This time in San Antonio, not in Houston or Dallas, we're anticipating it's probably going to be more like 2,000 or 3,000. But still, in a small town like San Antonio, that might sell out a bunch of the hotels. So you need to get going now. If you're going to go, don't procrastinate. Go today and look up your hotel room, look up your flight, look up whatever you need, and get yourself registered to go. All right, having said that, we'll come back to that later. But again, if you want to get on that bus tour with me, there's only two buses that I'm going to be with the whole day. There'll be other mentors at the other buses, but I've got two buses that I'm mentoring. And if you want to get on my buses, text the word bus to 88007 and register for Dell's bus. All right, now, next thing. It has come out that, you know, Trump has decided that he is going to not allow corporate investors to buy properties. So I wanted to look at that, get some more information for those of you out there thinking this is a great thing. It's now going to make the world easier for you. I'm going to probably put a little water on that, you know, damp that thought down a little bit. But first, I need to explain why and what the reality is when it comes to these big, large corporate investors. Because most of you have been led to believe that these corporate investors are what's making the market so tight, why people can't afford to buy. It's just not the truth. So let me go ahead and read this to you because I looked it up. I want to give you the straight facts. It says on January 20th of 26, President Trump signed an executive order titled Stopping Wall Street from Competing with Main Street Homebuyers, which aims to prevent large corporations from buying single-family homes. The plan works primarily by cutting off the federal support for that large investors used to buy housing rather than outright immediate ban on all private sales. Right there, paragraph number two shows you it makes no sense at all. It doesn't, isn't going to work. It doesn't make any sense. Why? Because these big investors do not use Fannie Mae loans like we do. We use Fannie Mae loans because they're good low interest rate loans. These guys are using cash. They're funds. They raise billions of dollars of capital in cash, and they pay cash for these properties. They are not financing them through Fannie Mae. So it looks good for Donald. Donald, great move. Made you look good. You're really coming down tough. But you haven't stopped anything. So what is he really doing? The key to the plan is restricting federal support, not allowing Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to finance their deals. Government-owned foreclosure properties will be offered to individual families and small-scale buyers first. Now, that's good, preventing Wall Street firms from snapping them up. But I think most of those foreclosures are not what Wall Street's looking for. They're going into good neighborhoods and buying nice homes, sucking out large numbers of homes. The next one, antitrust crackdown. The Department of Justice will be, and the FTC have been directed to review large-scale acquisitions for antitrust competitive behavior such as coordinated pricing and a logarithmic rental setting. Well, everybody uses a logarithmic rental setting. How do you think you set rents? You compare your rents to everybody else in the market. The problem with this, as far as in the apartment industry, it really doesn't happen in the single family industry. But in the apartment industry, what happens is that all of the people that use softwares, there's only like three major software programs. All the software programs have all the data as to what all the rents are in all the apartment complexes everywhere. And so you can buy into their database and their AI conversion system that will allow you to figure out exactly where your rent should be. So it is collusion, but it's collusion for a logical reason. Rents are what rents are, what tenants are willing to pay. And if you know what everybody else is charging, you know what you can charge and so on and so forth. It's not like there's some super agreement that we'll all charge the same thing so that the rents won't, the prices won't go down. No, what it's more like is if you're lowering your rents, I'm lowering mine because I want to make sure I have occupancy. People that don't have access to this kind of information, they don't know the rents are going down. And so they start seeing massive vacancy in their apartment complexes. But the people that know what's going on is going, look, it's gone down $10, $20 a unit. People are not paying that much, $100 a unit. If you don't lower your rents, you're going to have vacancy, and vacancy is what kills you. So that doesn't really help anything because none of that stuff's really used in the single-family investment market out there. And then the problem is defining what is a large investor, right? They don't even know what a large investor is. They've been given a date, mid-February 2026, to provide formal legal definition what constitutes a large institutional investor. And then, what is a single-family home? There's really no restrictions here that have any teeth to them. He has also exceptions to it, like the build-to-rent carve-out. The order includes an exemption for build-to-rent communities, developers specifically planned and built as rental properties. Legislation, while the executive order takes immediate administrative steps, Trump has tasked the White House with drafting legislation to permanently codify these rules. Hasn't happened, won't happen. Existing portfolios, the order does not currently force companies to sell homes that they already have. So it's really not going to bring any more houses back on the market. But never sweat. Don't even have a tear. Because here's the facts. I went and looked up the facts. I knew the facts in the back of my head, but I wanted to make sure I got them right. So I looked them up. Here they are. Ownership of single-family rental homes is overwhelmingly dominated by individual mom-and-pop landlords, while large institutional investors own a very small fraction of national stock. Wow. Isn't that amazing? So what kind of numbers are we talking about here, you say? Well, as of 2025, and early 26, the estimate 15.7 million to maybe as many as 16 million single-family rental homes in the U.S. are owned as follows. Small mom-and-pop landlords, that be us, guys, own approximately 85 to 91% of all single-family rental homes. Did you hear that? 85 to 91%. So these institutional buyers are not snapping stuff up. Institutional and large investors own roughly 2 to 3% of the national single-family stock. This category is often defined as entities owning more than 1,000 properties. And mid-size investors, this is also people like us, 11 through 100 properties account for most of the remaining balance of the 5 to 10%. So that last one, the mid-investors, are people like us who incorporate. So we get a couple guys together, we go out and we buy, you know, what does it say here, 11 to 100 properties. The 1 to 10 properties is mom and pops, right? That's just you and your family buying it. 11 to 100 units is probably a couple people getting together, putting an LLC together and buying them. If you add those two together, the 91 for mom and pop and the 10 for this, that's 101, so it can't be that. Let's go with the lower number. 85 and 5 is 90. 90 to 95% of all rental housing is owned by people like us. So Trump isn't doing anything. The ones in the middle, the 2 to 3%, he's not even really making them divest any of those properties. Alas, why do so many properties belong to mom and pops? Why do mom and pop investors own? Because single-family rental homes is one of the few businesses you can get into from the ground up, not having any experience, not having a lot of money, and get started owning your own business. And that have five different ways of making money. You know, you not only have the cash flow from the rental, you have the tax deductions from the depreciation, you have the principal reduction of the mortgage, you have the appreciation of the property, and you have the captured equity when you buy it below what it's really worth. All of that. There's no other place mom and pops can put their money and get those types of returns. That's why 91% are owned by single mom and pop people just like you and I. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Looking for a smarter way to build income? Lifestyles Unlimited teaches real estate investing strategies designed to help you take control of your future. Text radio to 88007. Radio to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we've been all over the place, actually, discussing different topics. One of the most important ones is the expo coming up. You don't want to miss this. In fact, I'm going to go ahead one more time for those of you just tuning in, remind you that if you are wanting to get into the two limited events at the Expo. There's two things that there's only so many spots for. You need to get registered for them right now. The first one is the bus tour with me. There's only so many spots you can get to, and if you want to get on my buses, now there's 8 buses, there's plenty of buses, but if you want to get with me, you're going to need to get your reservation right away. To do that, I want you to text the word bus to 88007. That's bus to 88007. You want to do this right away because these buses do fill up, the ones that I specifically run. Now, we have our other mentors doing the other buses, but, you know, you want to be with me, right? You listen to me every day. The other thing you need to register for right away is if you're wanting to get a table as a syndicator. There's thousands of people at this event, and if you want to get to be a syndicator at one and have a table in this event to where you can talk to thousands of people about investing in your deals, you're going to need to register. To do that, you have to go online to register, and you're going to have to do that by February 16th. If you don't do it by then, you will not get a table. In fact, it might even sell out. It has sold out in the past. There's only 250 tables allowed, and we have 500-plus active syndicators at any one time, and thousands of them if you add the ones that have gone away because they've already done all the deals they want to do or are simply on the sideline for some reason. Whatever the reason, whatever the deal is, the 250 sells out pretty quick, so you want to get there. The expo itself is going to be March 13th and 14th. The bus tour is the 12th. That's Thursday. The expo is 13th and 14th. That's Saturday, Friday and Saturday. And as I was told at break here, the thing you need to worry about is getting a hotel room because the place, this event, the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center, is right across the street from San Antonio's Riverwalk, a very, very famous place where a lot of people go to take vacations and so forth. So the hotels in that area fill up rather quickly. So you do want to get yourself a hotel room if you're coming in from out of town. All right, moving on. The next thing I want to cover is the problem with having tangential information. Tangential, what a word. It means it's associated with but not directly involved with what you're trying to do. So I have an email here from a gentleman who has tangential information about real estate. You know, you can take a PE teacher, gym teacher, and he could never compete with pro athletes. He could never compete with bodybuilders, powerlifters, Olympic lifters. He has no idea how to specifically get something done. He could never be pro bodybuilder. He could probably never be a powerlifter or Olympic lifter, although there's more chance of that. Let's talk about the fact that somebody could be a teacher of finance, actually teach financing in school, and them not be a millionaire. They have no idea how to be a millionaire. There could be a financial planner who has no idea how to be a millionaire. You could have your CPA, knows a lot about money, has no idea how to be a millionaire. None of these people, although they have tangential information, they have information that is adjacent to the specific goal of becoming a millionaire, the specific goal of being a real estate investor on the higher end. They have no idea. And you see these people make the big mistake of thinking that this adjacent information is enough to get them where they want to go. I'm sharing with you that's not the case. If you want to be a real estate investor and do it correctly, you need to sign up and get the information from the people who have been doing it for 35 years, that have done it right, that make money with it, not try to do it on your own because you have some associated skill sets you think make it all work for you. I know it's a normal human thing, especially for males. It's a normal human thing to think that you're the smartest blade in the drawer. You were the smartest guy in school. You were the smartest guy of your family. You're the most aggressive, you know, go-getter that you know. And you think that whatever it is you do, you can go figure it out on your own. And the problem with that is you might. And the real problem with that is you might not. I'm going to share an email that I've received, and I want you to just listen to this. It says, I'm a 57-year-old father of 2 kids in college. I've been wanting to get into investing for the past couple of years. I listen and follow several people like yourself on the radio and Instagram. All right? So he's listening, right? He's following. But the first one that gets me is he's listening and following to several different people. I want to tell you something. You can't take my knowledge, my information, and mix it with anybody else's and make it work. You have to do what I do, or you have to do what they do. You can't do what I do and do what they do and get the same results I get, right? So you take one glass of water. That's that pure glass of success that I would teach you how to get. You take one drop of ink, one drop of somebody else's idea, drop it in that glass, and the whole glass is ruined. That's how bad it is to try to mix these ideas. And that's exactly what this gentleman tried to do. He goes on. About a year and a half ago, I decided I would try a couple of flips. The first one I did turned out okay. First of all, you'll never hear flip, the word flip, ever come from any of my educational classes. We do not teach people to flip. Flipping is not real estate investing. You're not investing. You're flipping. You are arbitraging. You are moving money from one place to another. You're buying and selling and buying and selling and buying and selling and buying and selling. And there's no difference in buying and selling houses than buying and selling used cars. You might as well be a used car salesman. That's all you're doing. You're buying old cars, cleaning them up, and selling them. You're buying old houses, cleaning them up, and selling them. That's buy, sell, buy, sell, buy, sell. There's no retirement in that. Just like there's no retirement in owning yourself a used car lot. It's work to start with. So you'll never hear that in any of my seminars. I'm just letting you know that right up front. So he's got that from somebody else right from the beginning, okay? I go on. And I will repeat. About a year and a half ago, I decided to try a couple flips. The first one I did turned out okay. Maybe I made around $13,000 off of it. Then about 8 to 9 months ago, I bought a couple other homes, both with hard money loans. Okay, so now he's buying two at the same time. He did one, made some money, although $13,000 is good, but it's not a great amount of money. It's not going to retire you or anything, but it's okay. But then he goes, two. I did one, now I'm super smart, now I'll do two. And this time he bought them with hard money, which is the way we buy houses, but not to do what he's doing. All right? So he goes on and says, I bought a couple other homes, both with hard money loans. I also work full-time as a real estate appraiser. There's that adjacent information, which I've been doing for the past 27 years. So I'm sure that that information is what made him believe he could do this, right? Hey, I'm an appraiser. I'm around this stuff all the time. I can do this. Working full-time and taking on these two flips, I believe I let too much time lapse when I got the flip part done fast, but the other one took 6 months from start to sale. Needless to say, the middle one, I used some pretty good comparables to come up with my sales price. Okay, so he's an appraiser. He says, I used some good comparables to come up with sales price, but listen to an agent who asked me to list it at a higher, and we could get a multiple offers. Anyway, it started out too high, kept dropping it, and whatever reason, it hasn't sold. I tried to refinance it. Remember, he's in a hard money loan, paying about 10-12% interest on this thing, right? But what he's saying is the first deal he did, he got it all done in about 6 months, okay? Now he's going on the second deal. He thought he had good comparables. He thought he could sell it pretty easily, right? But he started too high, kept dropping it. For whatever reason, it wouldn't sell. I tried to refinance it, but it didn't work out. I got it under contract finally, but I'm going to lose close to $100,000 on this deal. That I owe my equity line. It has kept me up many nights, and I think about it all the time. My end-up goal is to become an investor and get 10 to 30 homes over the next 10 to 15 years. Now, why didn't he come here? I don't understand this. Why did he listen to some imbecile that told him to flip houses and lose money and do work, and flipping is work. And then when you flip and you're done, you made a few bucks. Now what do you do? He's got the 13 grand. What does he do? The 13 grand wasn't enough to retirement. There's no ongoing reoccurring income from it. It didn't do him any good. So he has to flip another. And the next time he's not so lucky and he loses $100,000. But then his goal is really to own 10 or 15 houses, but he's not owning anything. He's flipping. These are the kinds of things that make old Dell go crazy. When I was younger, I used to lose my mind on these. I don't know if I don't have the energy or if I've just come to believe people just are crazy. I don't know. Why did he do this? Why did he listen to the other guy when I've been here 35 years, have 50,000 clients, right? Why? I don't know. Goes on and says, now with this looming debt, I need to find a different avenue to attack becoming an investor to get properties. The very way, the one thing that he did do right, which was use the hard money lenders, is now what he can't do anymore because he's got debt. It's just amazing. I just don't understand why they would do something like this. Now, by the way, we can probably fix that problem for him, although I don't know what happened to the $100,000 debt. Does he still owe? He's losing $100,000. Is he going to owe that? Is that what he's saying? I'm going to owe $100,000 to somebody? Maybe the lender? Maybe this is a big expense. How do you lose $100,000? You must have a $300,000 or $400,000 house he tried to flip to lose $100,000. You can't lose $100,000 on a $100,000 house, right? Even if you paid cash for it, you'd have to get zero for it. So it's got to be something. He tried to do a $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 house. By the way, guys, we don't do that. We buy homes that are median price homes or less so that they're rentable, so that they're refinanceable, so that they can sell. This guy probably tried to do some house. I can just see it now because it's an appraiser, and he said the agent said, go higher. You buy this thing for $400,000, you put $100,000 in it, you have $500,000 in it, and now you can sell it for $700,000 or $800,000. And the guy couldn't sell it. Now he finally sells it for $400,000. He paid for it in the first place, and he loses $100,000. I see it. There's the story. He hasn't told me the whole story, but I can pretty much tell you that's what the story is. So there you go. How do you fix this problem? Education. Come and learn how to do it the right way, up front. Don't look for the something for nothing, instantaneously, gratificationally diseased ideas of Dave Delgado, Robert Allen, Jeff McCone, Tommy Boo, the Milans, Ron LeGrand, Carl Sheets, Robert Kiyosaki. All these guys, there's hundreds, thousands of them out there that have these courses. Some dude does one house and becomes an internet guru, right? Internet guru overnight. Boom. Don't listen to those guys. Come see us. Where do you come see us? Well, come join our group. You can get in for 60% discount. Text the word radio to 88007. Get in for $297 for a year. Come on, you can't beat that. Save yourself the $100,000 loss. Pay the $297, right? You'll make that up the very first deal you ever do. You'll make more on that than you would have because you've done it right. And you'll make more than that for the rest of your life because you won't make these giant mistakes this gentleman made, right? Secondly, if you want to really get immersed, not only get yourself, if you join up now, you can get a free ticket to the expo coming up in March in San Antonio, right across the street from the Riverwalk at the convention center. Come with us and take classes, meet investors, meet mentors, meet all the different vendors you're going to need to do this with. Meet them all in one day, 2 days, it's Friday and Saturday. Come for 2 days and meet everybody you need, learn everything you need to learn, and get in touch with the people that do this for a living, that really know how to do it the right way. Not lose $100,000, make $100,000, right? Make enough to retire on, live off of it. The guy had the right idea. He said, hey, what I really want to do is own 10 to 30 homes over the next 10 to 15 years. You could own 10 to 30 homes, by the way, over the next 2 to 3 years if you're aggressive enough, depending on your situation. I did it. I owned 4 homes within 2 months. I was up to, I think, 30 or 40 within the second year. And by the third year, it was over 100 houses. So it can be done. Other people have done it. I'm not the only one. I mean, I just teach people how to do it. I was aggressive. So I don't know how aggressive you are, but hey, 10 to 30 is no obstacle. We have many, many people. By the way, if you come to the expo, you'll meet these people. You'll meet people like yourself that have set goals and accomplished them. That's why you need to get over there. The Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center in San Antonio, Texas. And for those of you that need to get a table, if you want to be able to show your syndication to thousands of people, you need to get registered by February 16th for that. I think the table costs $250. That's what it was the last couple of years, unless inflation has hit it, but probably the same. And for the rest of you out there, if you join up right now, you can get a free pass to the Expo. By the way, if you're a member, you can get a free pass to the Expo. But if you want to get on the bus trip, you have to register. So let's not get confused. To get the table, you have to register. To get in the bus trip, you have to register. If you're a member, you get a free pass. If you're not a member, you want to just buy a pass, you can buy a pass. Just go ahead, though, to get all the information, put the word bus and text it to 88007. For the rest of you out there that are just starting doing this, don't do it the wrong way. Do it the right way. Because remember, it's not just the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.